In this bulletin, another four deaths and 1,290 locally acquired cases in New South Wales. Support for the Coalition falls to its lowest level since before the last federal election. And in sport, day six of the Paralympics brings more opportunities for gold for Australia. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Dyatt. New South Wales has recorded another 1,290 locally acquired cases and four additional deaths. Two of the deaths are people who had underlying health conditions, a man in his 50s at Dubbo Hospital and a man in his 70s at Westmead Hospital. Chief Health Officer Dr. Kerry Chant says an aged care outbreak and one at Cumberland Hospital in Western Sydney are the cause of the other two deaths.
A gentleman in his 70s from Sydney's inner west died at Concord Hospital, and he'd acquired his infection at the Meredith House Aged Care Facility and is the first death linked to this outbreak. And there was a woman in her 60s from Western Sydney who died at Westmead Hospital, and she acquired her infection at Cumberland Hospital. Can I just extend my personal sympathies to the families? Every time we read out these names, there is a family that is grieving.
840 people are in hospital in New South Wales, with 137 in intensive care and 48 requiring ventilators. 60 of the new cases are in western New South Wales. And Victoria has recorded 73 new locally acquired cases of COVID-19, with 52 linked to existing outbreaks. All Australians aged 16 to 39 are now officially eligible to book in for a Pfizer vaccine. The new eligibility information is expected to be updated on the government website today. Support for the Coalition has fallen to its lowest level since before the last federal election, according to the latest news poll. The Liberal National Party's primary vote has fallen 3 points to 36%, while Labor's rose a point to 40%. Scott Morrison has edged further ahead as preferred Prime Minister over Anthony Albanese. The results are the lowest primary vote for the Coalition since March 2019 and the highest for Labor since 2018. Labor has stretched its two-party preferred lead another 2 points, giving them 54% to the Coalition's 46%. The results come amid concerns over the rising COVID-19 cases and the associated lockdowns. The federal government is insisting the National COVID-19 Recovery Plan must go ahead as planned, with Health Minister Greg Hunt warning of severe mental health implications if state and territory leaders don't open back up. The national plan aims to start easing restrictions once vaccination rates hit 70 and 80%. The latest results show that just over 57% of Australians over 16 years of age have had one dose, while more than 34% are fully vaccinated. WA's Premier Mark McGowan has voiced his concern with East Coast states that are still recording high numbers of daily cases. But the Deputy Prime Minister Barnaby Joyce has told Channel 7 Mr. McGowan will have to join the globe again eventually.
In Section 92 of the Constitution is quite clear. Trade, commerce and exchange of people between borders, it's quite clear that that's supposed to be open and free since Federation. When the rest of the nation is heading towards 70% vaccination, we're going to have to be reasonable. We're going to have to learn to live with COVID.
The Taliban will allow all foreign nationals and Afghan citizens with travel authorisation from another country to leave Afghanistan, according to a joint statement issued by Britain, the United States and other countries. The statement says the group has received assurances from the Taliban that safe travel will be allowed for those with authorisations, including Afghan nationals. And in sport, Australia enters day six of the Paralympics in eighth place on the medal tally. With 8 gold, 15 silver and 13 bronze, Australia will be trying for 2 gold medals in the table tennis. Well, now today's weather. Perth, a shower or two, 19 degrees. Adelaide, partly cloudy and 20. Similar for Melbourne, a top of 18. Hobart, partly cloudy, 17. Canberra, also partly cloudy, a top of 15. A similar forecast for Wollongong, 20 degrees. Mostly sunny for Sydney, 20. Mostly sunny in Newcastle, 2 and 21 degrees. Brisbane, a top of 28 and mostly sunny conditions. Cairns, showers and 29. And a sunny day in Darwin and 34 degrees. I'm Greg Dyett, and this is SBS News.